Four stories. Search, a question, a discovery, hope. By Francis Webb. Search. You are on our records as having adopted Pegasus. We are sorry to bring you this sad news. Pegasus was found dead just off the coast of Cape Cod in 1990. My whale died? Only recently has she been positively identified. We encourage you to choose a replacement. Just like that? No elapsed time? We did that with a cat once, and it was a disaster. Enclosed is a new list. They really mean it. There are many to choose from. Arrow, Buckshot, Churchill, Crystal, Equius, Falco, Little Spot, Pegasus. Pegasus? They just said she was dead. Somebody forgot to take her out of the file. That's something I must make sure about, to be eliminated from the files, be taken off mailing lists. Do it now, not make Jerry do it. Please delete my name from your list. I am deceased. Poor Pegasus, forgotten about so soon that they forgot to forget her. Somewhere I have a photograph. Don't move, jammed in a vise, iodine sloshed. Don't move. I didn't. I even held my breath, although they didn't say to do that. To concentrate like that for half an hour on not moving was almost religious. Know how they x-rayed? You wouldn't believe the technology. Jerry was by the stretcher. See this needle? Only he couldn't because tape bridged and covered it. It's pointing to the exact spot, so all the surgeon has to do is follow it, like follow the dots. Does it hurt? Can you feel the needle? Not now. Blubber doesn't have nerves. Do you know what I dreamt last night? That I tooled out the flesh of my breast with a bobby pin. He winced, and then he was given a map of the hospital so he could be where he was supposed to be to hear the news, and I was wheeled away. Her surface skin was found scraped, but the cause of death is difficult to determine. Somewhere I have her health report and a biography. Children, how many? Five, I think. She beat me. And grandchildren, she really beat me. I should decide who gets what, so they don't fight over it. They'll all want the Wedgwood Bowl. That biography said a lot. It included her location, presumably size, type, how she got her name, who the mother was, even included a family tree. That's another thing. Dig out all the scattered pieces of genealogy and get it in order so they can figure out without me where they came from. Are you packed? No, I'm making a list. Forget the list. You don't need one. Remember the whale I adopted? She died. Oh, I just got a letter from the Whale Adoption Project people that says Pegasus is dead. Sorry. I thought you would care more than, sorry. I'm thinking about other things, like tomorrow. Remember the whale watch we went on last year? What about it? Just thinking about the rocking boat, the show, that show that one whale was putting on, remember? You insisted it was Pegasus. To think we could spot a specific whale out there. It could have been Pegasus. No, it couldn't have been. Now we know for sure. That's what this letter is all about. Pegasus died 3 years ago from some calamity. They don't know. She wasn't even sick, and she wasn't killed for oil or whatever. It was a natural death, I guess, but they don't know. Do you suppose they ever do autopsies on whales? All they'd find would be damaged blubber. What else do we get from whales beside blubber? Whalebone, please pack. My mother had whalebone, things made from it. She'd be horrified, a letter opener made from an endangered species. Did you know Pegasus was a grandmother? She had Ibis, and Ibis had Dowser. They sent a family tree, little boxes all lined up. Pack, damn it. I will. Somewhere I have a photograph. She's breaching. It's called lobtailing. Soaring out of the water. Her fins are pointing. She's not spouting, just soaring. You won't have time in the morning. They want me to choose a replacement. That can wait. You're invited to adopt a humpback whale, not just any whale, but the whale that appeals to you. Remember the letter? Not the way you do. If you don't get your things together, Did you know that a whale tail is as individual as a human fingerprint? Will you stop this? That reminds me, you do know where the children's birth certificates are, don't you? They'll need things like that. Anyway, whales are so individual. That's why they can give them names, spot them, and why I guess they get all upset when one dies. You're annoyed. I'm not annoyed. Pegasus seemed like a good whale to choose with a name like that. So mythologically, so exuberant. You are annoyed. They are upset at this whale dying, you know. Come on, it's an environmental issue, that's all. Has to do with the ecosystem. It's not that they've grown attached to individual whales. Oh, yes, you should see this letter. And besides, you were the one who said I could spot my whale, my own whale out there in the ocean. I was being unrealistic. The reality is that a whale is a whale. I don't think that's how you really feel. Shall I pack your stuff? No, I'll do it. Then do it. All I need is a toothbrush. And gowns, you don't want to wear theirs. My clothes, I should go through them. Get rid of what I don't wear. Give the stuff to Goodwill. They shouldn't have to do that. They'll have enough to do. Catherine. I am. Did I ever show you the adoption certificate? Yes, you did. What gowns do you want? I'll pack them. No, I'm doing it now. And zillions of newsletters, all about sightings, migrations, about whales trapped in ice or oil, about whales beached and dying. I should throw all that out. Her surface skin was found scraped. She must have put up a real fight. I should get a power of attorney for signatures. Some of those newsletters were about survivors. I know somewhere I have a photograph. She had black flippers, probably proud of those flippers. I should have ordered a t-shirt. Save the whale, save the whale. And a tape so I could hear its sound, its cry. He really thought I could find my whale out there in that great giant ocean. I should go find that photograph. Amazing the way she soars, such grace. I'll put it on the refrigerator so I can think of her every time I get a glass of milk.